We're holding over here in Page Kuf Mem Tes, Paragraph B. So we spoke about that the three different Simanim of Baiser are Rachmanim, Bashanim, and Gemachasim. So he starts with the Hachana for Teres Baishanus, which if I would have picked the three, I'm not sure which one I would have picked. But he draws a parallel to Bashanim to the Midah of Tzniyus. The Gemara in Makkos, the Gemara points out that Nicha takes the Torah and brings it down to three main points. And one of them is Hatzeh Lechazim Lekecha, which means one of the three props of the Torah is the concept of Hatzeh Lechaz. We spoke about what the logic behind that is. Hatzeh Lechaz is that a person is not focused on an outward view of the world, what people think about him, and take you from the world, kina taiva, those type of things, covered. He's focused on the inward reality, the beautiful reality of the person created inside of himself and his neshama. That's what the Torah does. The Torah talks to that element of the human being. Now, I think we're holding by the hipcha shel Torah, he gilui arai. Is that correct? That's what we're holding. Yeah. Okay, so Hibla Shal Torah, he gilui arayis, Shemagalus and Roy Lehastin. The opposite of Torah would then be gilui arayis. If the set of Torah is getting in touch with this very, very deep reality inside of yourself, the whole idea of gilui arayis is the opposite. Now he takes it a beautiful step by two. And we'll talk, let's see the whole idea. Next two paragraphs and we'll talk. Ulam, Zayin Itiyah Kalelos Zorah Harbi. This is an issue which goes beyond Gilei Rayas. The Gilei Rayas, Ad Halach Rochel Megal Lesoid. Pasuk Mishlei, person who said, it's Halach Rochel, he goes and as a talebearer, is Megal Lesoid, he reveals secrets. Okay, so what does that mean? Borei Ka'at Hechon Devar Megiyim, the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Ha'u Tamidu. There was a town with an Ophigal Lakola, there was this bar, the Golden Mills of the Ibrahim Baby Joshua, Basar Esther Matarti Shneed. There was a discussion which took place based on Madrash, which was assumed not to be repeated. 22 years later, he revealed to somebody else who wasn't part of the group. So after Rav Ami and Baby Joshua, he threw him out of base Madrash. Ordained Galia Rose, he's a person who reveals secrets. Okay. So the Mora says that that's called, the Mora looks at that as that's something which was clearly you can't be in the base of Medrash, you can't absorb the Torah if you're a person with Galia Rose and you reveal secrets. You don't reveal somebody else's private secrets. He didn't tell you it was a secret. Imagine, you know, go to New York tomorrow. No secret. Just go to New York tomorrow. Tom them be curious, but keep them quiet. Furthermore, Gamim Tishmoy Meacher, you heard Yamas on the earth? He said, yeah, he told me yesterday. No, Alter Mekvar Shemati said, don't say you heard it before. So he sees that it's not just Gilui Arayis, but the sort of there's a fascinating, I mentioned this before, there's a fascinating, I heard a fascinating thought from Matthias Yosef Salmon. He says that the ikar of the Isser of Lashon Hara is not the damage to somebody else. It's clear in the Chavos Chaim we paskin, even if you do no damage at all, it's a loss of the second set of Lashon Hara. You know, before, and the people will not be makabel zeg at all. It's also the Lashon Hara. Now, what's the Isser? Much of the Isser is, it's not proper that a Jew should speak negative of another Jew. True. He says there's another element. You see, this idea of Hadar Rachman Galah Soin, we tie into the Ish of Gilly Soin, that the Soin of the Yisrael is, what he calls in England, being a nosy parker, which means a busybody, sticking your nose in everybody else's business. Right? The Yisrael starts not from the speaking, it should start from why you focus on somebody else's business. Now, if you're doing it because you want to be able to help the person and learn from the person, you know, whatever, understand. If you go because you like to be in somebody else's business, that's the whole opposite of being a seer. Being a seer is the inward focus. So, the start of the seer is the person is living in the wrong world. There's a gorgeous piece from Simple Cecil, which I shouldn't tell you. But he says like this. He says that he wrote a Talmid in a Mimer. And he says, I bet it was Makadish's Mimer many, many years ago. I think he said, I told him he said 22 years ago. Not the case anymore, 22 years. But I felt that I couldn't tell it to you until I sucked out every ounce of inspiration I could get out of it. Because as soon as I tell it to you, I lose the inspiration. So I couldn't share it with you until I sucked out every ounce of inspiration I could get out of it. And now I'm ready to tell you. That's what he says. It's a very inspiring mind. So I shouldn't tell you. But what's he saying? It's a fascinating thing. Right? We live in a society which is so outward focused, it's like development. So as soon as you see a mimer, the first step you say is, wow, I gotta tell you something.
You have to Facebook it, tweet it.
What?
To tweet it.
You have to tweet it, you have to put it on Facebook, you have to put it, you know, on LinkedIn, you know, all three, you know. There's a new service. Right? The new service they would have, like you're able to put up the guitar at all three automatically, you know, and send it to the Gansavelt, you know, to the people in Egypt, everyone get the message, first was terrible, right? Great deal, right? Right? We're so outward focused, it's mind boggling. And the Bershom, you know, but the whole Yisrael of Torah is that little voice, that little understanding, which the more you think about it, the more you hold on to it, the more you don't talk about it, the more it develops and it absorbs in the person. The Alei Tazer Rav has a fascinating shmooze called Nishmas HaTorah. So it's a long shmooze. He says, you know, at first glance, it would seem to be that, like, you know, the Torah, it has a very interesting way of getting the message across. So we come to the Seder. We want to, you know, inspire ourselves to remind ourselves it's right. So CCB the middle of the Torah would make a lot of sense. Like, you know, the Ten Commandments, you make this concept of play, you know, he plays Moshe, he plays Paro, and he screams, and you know, you hold the whole thing in frogs, plastic frogs, and, you know, in lice, and insects, all the other things, and make people look up and throw it on their backs, and they would scream, like, you know, they do. Right?
You don't do that in your center?
It says, so what do? We dip the karpas in the salt water to represent the Samach Riboy. Right? So we lean their heiris. We meet the morers, for the morer chayim. You know, like, the site is kalko, right? So we don't put on shemen. Because the imos are compared to Lavoina. She didn't do like the imos. So you want to be monogamous, so she didn't do like the imos, so you don't put on shemen on her court. She can use art because it might feel behavior like we use very, very, very delicate hints. She says, his marshal, he says, imagine you have this major spread of food out over there. You put out this gorgeous spread of food. It's very possible that the rats will come and jump and grab the whole thing and eat it. You put almost nothing out visible, there's nothing to cap it away. The more coarse and gross, let me gross negative, I mean, you know, gross is, you know, right? That you large, you make your remosim, the more it'll be, you feel so inspired, and nothing really sick inside the neshama. Tomorrow you'll be back to square one. But the delicate ideas, which, you know, you need to think about them, and they go in very subtly, and they get absorbed, those are the things which affect, really have, the Yetzer isn't ready to stop, fight against those things, because they're not so obvious. So you don't feel this major upswing of inspiration, but that's what the Yetzer gets his radar up. Ooh, inspiration! I'm going to take care of that inspiration, you know, go to sleep, don't worry, tomorrow I'll be good, you know, right? Instead, it's like, it tugs your heartstrings, a mashu, and another mashu, and that's how you change. Right? So the Torah Davka is in the subtleties, in the fine things. And we live in a generation it's like so. I mean, this concept of privacy. I mean, I said the Yetzer Hara for it. There's a famous joke about a reform rabbi in Yom Kippur. The one of the appearance says, you couldn't take it anymore. He says, I can't, it's boring over here. I'm out of here. I want to go golfing. So he tells the congregation, he has to see something that came up, very important. He gets in his car, he leaves the shul, and he drives to the golf course. And Shemayim and Malachim are going crazy. Better show him a lightning bolt, you got to destroy it. It's Kefirla, Zaman Maisa, a rabbi, a Yom Kippur, golfing, car. The person says, wait, good. So he gets into the place, he's up, and he gets there, and he gets his golfs. And Malachim are like they're snished. Found the guy tees up, and he hits the ball, and it starts flying towards the green. And it's going, it's never went so far in his life before. And it lands on the green, it starts rolling just, and it goes, it's a hole in one. And there's nobody he can tell. And Rosh Hashanah says, see? We're hardwired to tell. Why are we hardwired to tell? Because we wanted the cove. If the person's dream was years and years he's worked in the family of friends, he should be a better person. So I can't tell anybody, who cares? But that's not why the goal over here is I should be a better person. The goal is I should be able to show off to the God's event that I can be golf, So my whole definition of myself is because of you. That's horrible. So how can you gain a connection to understand the person's term when your whole focus is outward? That people else, somebody else is defining you. So it's the side after of focusing outwards, that you can't learn to keep something inside of yourself. Rabbi Miller Zatzal has a beautiful idea. He says a person should do one thing every day. Rucham says it also. Rucham says he was makabel to do one mice of time every day that nobody should know about. Nobody. Every day. And that's a way to make the worship real. It's just you and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That you're able to feel that idea, that awareness, that there's a very early of the belt. I'm doing it just because I know my Creator, I love my Creator, and I want to do something for my Creator. That's it. Imagine how reinforcing that is, that we have there's another reality of us not totally in the rest of the world that allows us to make that connection. And then that's how you can get Torah. That's how we really connect into the words, the depths of the words of Torah. That's what he's saying. I'm obviously not doing it justice, because I'm sure when he wrote it with his godless, he had a lot more in mind than I'm able to contemplate. But at least one element in the Kura I hear is what he's saying. The Rosh is fascinating. Even the Rosh. The Rosh says, don't say it. It's nothing bad. It's nothing, private. Nothing, why are you talking about it? If somebody tells you about it, like I heard it already. Why are you saying it? Besides, the thing I have is a moment, day in the sun, right? Famous nice with Mrs. Alan Meltzer, but you know, with and he was a Rashid in Slutsk. So one of the big problems that they had was they would draft the Bokram into the army. It was incredible for them. Going into the Polish army, you know, learned the Polish, you know. So it was the Bokram Yeshiva that was having problems getting freed from the army. And Baruch Hashem, so they were able to work out the range with us. Called him at center, they freed him. So one time he didn't hurt, he ran in. So tell him, he says, oh, the Yeshiva, you know. Thank you so much, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. People say another Baruch Hashem didn't know that the Rashiva didn't know that. He runs the Rashiva and tells the Rashiva. So, ooh, thank you so much, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for coming down. A third time, a fourth time, ooh, thank you so much, Baruch Hashem. Each person, he meant to be doomed to be the giving of, why should I make him feel bad? I know already. What'd you accomplish? I mean, I feel bad. So what's the... That's besides that. But what do you show off that you knew? Like, what's... The Russians are like, why did I need to tell you that I knew already? Why is that important? Forget about the bad or good, but why is it important? Why is that our thought process? Thank you so much for telling me. I appreciate it. So, I had a Misa, which it's a little bit. I think this the good over here is a self-esteem issue, right? Which again, that self-esteem allows you to not be focused, to be focused inwards. I heard a Misa once for a barrel of wine. I love the Misa. I really love it. And put yourself into the situation. It goes like this. So he's getting, a few years before he moved there, so he's still living in Muncie. So he gets a phone call from some type of shul organization. Everyone is in Flappers. They ask him what to come speak. So he says, yeah, it's fine, but I can't drive in that time anymore, so you have to send a driver. So the shul says, fine, no problem. Yeah. Comes a day where, you know, he says, this is time to make up. He's going to come. There's a stretch limo waiting for him. So he didn't mean necessarily a stretch limo. He's a driver, man. Like, you know, send me a bunker and a jalopy, you know. He sent them a stretch limo. Fine. Stretch limo is a stretch limo. He gets in the back, you know. It's not very comfortable over there. I've never been inside one, but apparently it's very comfortable. Right? He has a drink, you know. Not a martini, you know. Like, you know, a cup of water. He learns. Good. The whole thing is over. He's on his way back to Muncie. Driving along, they go over the George Washington Bridge. And over there, when you come across, there's a place where a lot of people wait for rides to Muncie. So there's a seamless from everything, waiting for rides to Muncie. So he seamless to the chauffeur to pull over to the side of the road. The guy gets in, you know, like, what's this? He opens the door, he invites him, and he sits down and gives him a drink, etc. This fellow was Shulach from Eretz Yisrael, who had been by Rabbi Wine the day before for money. Okay. So they're riding along, and the fellow, you know, is taking this all in. So he says to him, you rented this? No. The guy's quiet for a few minutes. Says, you borrowed it? Says, no. Guy's quiet for a few minutes. He says, now I understand why American Rabbanim don't move there. It's a struggle. That was the Misa. Like, isn't it awesome, Misa? The question the guy was asking was obvious. And everybody had no need to answer the question. I don't have to answer to you. I gave you some of the key, but I'm not here to answer your questions. So the conclusions are made, right or wrong. Like, I don't need to define myself by your conclusions. I love the Misa. It's just like, well, look at my... I'm sure he did it with a twinkle in his eye. He enjoyed it very much, but that's him. Okay. So he said there's three parts to the Torah. The three things that Olam Hazayim is Al Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Hasadim. So we said Torah is the Bishon. Now we have Avodah. So we have three choices. We have Rachmanim, Bishonim, and Gemilas Hasadim. So we used up one Bishonim. We have Rachmanim and Gemilas Hasadim. So what's so? I think that probably we can figure out by possible elimination Torah. Gemara wrote a Gemil Sassonim, probably Gemil Chassonim has something to do with Gemil Sassonim. Right? That's probably going to be logical. So that leaves you with the Rachmonim and Avoid. Now, what's the Shachas between Rachmonim and Avoid? Achonim Avoid here, Rachmonim. And you know, Avoid, who? Lechazik is a Kesher im a Kaddish Baruch. It's because of the Kesher we have with the Kaddish Baruch. The Karban is Shkina, a little year, several years. That's what the process of Avoid was. You go to Beis Hamikdash, about some of the Yira, you have an intense awareness of a Kaddish Baruch. So you, that intense awareness of a Kaddish Baruch was a process of Avoid. You give yourself over to the Kaddish Baruch, you create this Kesher. Kesher, Vikiru, Yitof, and Rak, Ba'adam, Asher, Navshay, Psucha, Lagosh, Azulus. It's a person who is aware of the other person, can then connect. Rav Simchas Yisrael has a shmooze. He says it's not sufelig. How do you say that in English? It's not happenstance. It's not certain that the person who was the Rosh Hashanah for the world, Avraham Avinu, that he was able to come to awareness of Kadosh Baruch Hu's connection to the Bria, also happened to be that he was a big Baal Ches. Remember that 2 minutes? He was a big Lamdan, you know, big philosopher, and he contemplated the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he came to Muna, and he also happened to do a lot of Ches, you know. No. Right? That Mina to be aware of outside of yourself is supposed to be self-focused. It's the same meter. That's the meter that allows me to notice you have needs. That's the meter that allows me to notice that Kadosh Baruch Hu is here in the world. But a person who is not aware of somebody else's needs is also not aware of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. So you want to know where our concern and Amuna lies. Right? It's not our concern necessarily is in the problem of Amuna. The reason when we don't feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have the cash of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's because we are too self-focused. Achzor, which is the opposite of a Rachman, is an Achzor, the person who's, which has it is cruel, but it means he's only a stranger. And it was a good card. He discussed the opposite, the positive and the negative. So the opposite of Bishonim was Gilead Rice. The opposite of Avoid is Avoid Azor. Now, Asher Kishmoa Kaini, Avoid Hanavas Mizorus. So what do you mean? I'm a guy interconnected. I connect into my Getchka. That's such a weird thing to connect into a Getchka. Take someone which isn't real, and that becomes your connected. So that really means, at the end of the day, it's about you. So nowadays, our avodah zarah is money. Our avodah zarah is people, like, you know, make they make something their folk, what they serve their life for. Right? But at the end of the day, what's it about? It's about I want something. It's not an outward focus. The current novel of an Azurmi Hergish Mufras Bekovet Abari, Shane Royal, Trithoy, but like Hussein Octanus. Kia Haloy Al Shram Kodecha. But it started because, like, Yerushalayim was like, you know, it was like above this, you know, me asking him for a raise. You know? Then you have to ask to the Kayak in between. Achmachuri Dei Azum, Mr. Teres, Zoris Labari is birth, Akadei Achareim Al Hekel Hashem. The final result was that they could, you know, turn their backside to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they relieve themselves in front of the Hekel Hashem. So it's a total disregard for the very other, because it was a statement of there is, and this is a balance which you always, a fascinating issue which you grapple with. You know, covet represents distance. It's very hard. We are machabed those that we have an awe of. We feel the distance. I see he's much smarter than me. He's much stronger than me. He's much more rich than I am. So I give him kavod. the guy, I feel like, you know, buddy, buddy, pals with it. I feel he's like the same as me, so no covenant. I love him. It's much more comfortable to love. You know, we grapple with the relationship with the parent that's supposed to be covered and yira at the same time. Halavai, we should grapple with that problem. Anyway, but we wish we grapple with that problem. So he says, so vis-a-vis Kadosh Baruch Hu, we grapple with that, you know, this idea of the covenant of Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's beyond, above this, beyond this. The version says, the Ikar of the version says, I'm here for you. That's why I created a world. And I created a world to be able to sit up there in the holy heavens and, you know, and sit there and just, you know, watch, you know, from a distance. All of the things. I created the world to connect to you. Yeah.
It just seemed like you were saying at first in part of the Torah, it's all about introspection, looking inside and being about the busha, all that. And now we're saying that no, it's not about you.
It's a great question, and you know, let's hold the question for next week. Okay, and we'll pick up from there.